Welcome to the Slapdash Slant with Matt and Jonathan. Sit back, relax, and maybe learn something. Or not. Honestly, it could go either way. Full disclosure, this podcast is rated PG Idiot and may contain ridiculous moments and lackluster humor.
We're back this week.
Yeah.
He's excited. How was your weekend?
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We celebrated your birthday. I got sucked up in a few games at Summit. It's irritating. You don't look like you'd be good at some things, and you are surprisingly good at some things.
I don't know
things.
How to take that. What am I supposed to say to that?
Just take it as a compliment. You're better than you look.
It doesn't doesn't feel like one.
Dude, it's a compliment.
It doesn't feel like one at all, actually.
You are more agile than you look.
Yes, we did. We went out for my birthday. And it was kind of like celebrating a birthday as a 34-year-old for sure. Definitely not like when we were kids.
Like it wasn't fun.
Take it as a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, because I drove the bus, basically.
Yeah. It's no. No. So, you know, when you're kids, like, my mom always used to take us to Elitch Gardens, right? That was like my
Dope.
Birthday tradition.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah, I think you came a few times. Mm-hmm. And then after high school, I mean, I didn't really have, my birthdays were spent up at camp. So for that 4 years, I was always just at camp. So there's not much you can do, like you're working. I think every once in a while I'd come down, like get dinner or something. And after that, just kind of haven't done much. I mean, we usually sit around your house while I wax poetic about what could have been in the old days. Thinking about not being where I thought I would be. I'm getting depressed talking about it right now.
Even. Yeah, I'm again sad.
Yeah.
That's the point of the podcast, I think, is just to really put a damper on everyone's day.
Yeah. This year we decided to spice it up, though. So we actually did. We went out.
Mm-hmm.
Even got a babysitter.
Yeah.
Which is a big deal.
That's rare.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often. And yeah, we went and got some dinner at a buffet for old people.
Right. It was terrible.
We should have known that the two biggest proponents of it were not our generation.
Right.
Telling us what a deal it was.
Yeah.
For the food we would get.
Yeah. When we came back, they were like, but you saved lots of money, right?
Yeah.
That wasn't the point.
You could eat whatever you want. Yeah. You're right. I got a lot of food.
A lot of crappy food.
That is a fact. And then we went over to Summit, which is essentially like it's like a Dave and Buster's that didn't actually grow up. So it's like a
poor man's Dave and Buster's.
It's like a poor man's Dave and Buster's. It's like when you don't want to fork out the extra gas money to actually go an hour to Denver.
It feels like something Pueblo should have, but somehow the Springs got it.
Yeah. I kind of want to give it back. I don't know how we do that.
They wouldn't know what to do with that.
It'd probably become the biggest attraction in town.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty fun. That night, my son, the youngest, the little guy, so sweetly, my wife told me in the morning, hey, you need to watch the kid. And I'm like, why? What's up? She's like, well, he threw up a couple times last night, unbeknownst to me. So I'm holding him, and he goes, poop. And I was like, all right, you dropped a load? Yeah, let's go change you. So I'm walking him downstairs, and I feel something hit my leg. Okay? And it was... I was like, that was strange. And I start having bells go off. Like this is when you find out what you're made of. Okay. Like, you know how you react in a situation if it's a crappy situation.
Okay? Literally.
Yeah. So I feel the number two on the leg and I freeze and I start thinking, how do I stop? I want the number two to not be on my leg at this point.
Right.
That's my immediate
concern. Your survival
concern.
Instinct kicks in.
So I'm like, how do I stop this? So it kind of goes a little bit away from my body, okay? But then I'm looking at the carpet that, you know, I adulted hard. Like, this was a lot of work to pay for this carpet, okay? So now I have other bells going off. So I bring them a little closer to the chest. Okay. Mind you, I'm like 2 feet from the bathroom. So all I needed to do was step into the bathroom. Okay. So anyways, I step in the bathroom. There's some dry heaving. I do not throw up. I do not make a bigger mess. I handle almost the whole thing by myself. The wife stays in bed asleep. That's how much.
That's how much you love her.
I love her.
Yeah.
I would change my baby's poop for you.
The fourth one.
The fourth one.
Yeah. It only took four for you to get there.
Yeah. So that was my weekend. It was, whatever, you know.
That's kind of one of your triggers though, right? I mean, I remember one time you were playing video games and your third born came up and he wasn't feeling well. The kid had a bug. So you were like sitting on the floor with your legs crossed playing video games and he came up and just stood right in front of you, stared you right in the eyes, and then just threw up all over you while you were playing video. And it was very much the same thing. You just sat there and froze.
Right.
And your wife came over and grabbed him and ran with him to the bathroom while you just sat there trying to figure out what you had done to the gods to deserve this punishment.
Right. And not only, I mean, I thought he was looking me in the eye and was about to tell me how much he loves me. And he looked at me so sweetly and I started to get a twinkle in my eye.
Yeah.
And then like, oh my gosh, he's about to tell me how much he loves me. How he thinks I'm the numero uno papa. And he revolves on me.
Yeah. You sat there frozen for longer than
I think an hour. Assumed. Yeah. I don't do well with that stuff.
I think probably one of my that actually is one of my favorite stories that you and your wife share is when you're at the hospital when she's in labor and they have to take you into the bathroom and give you a juice box.
Oh, man. That's a sad... That's some sad moments in my life.
Because your wife is in so much pain that it hurts you and you start getting a little lightheaded.
A little queasy.
Yeah. And so your wife always tells a story about her in the room going, really? Well, she's in pain, like hunched over on the floor and all the nurses are taking care of you in the bathroom, giving you a juice box.
Yeah. There's like 20 people in her delivery room. I don't even know like how she figures that out, what the process is. I think if she like sees you the week before and she like starts talking about, you know, hey, I might have a baby. She's like, hey, you want to come?
And then, like, so she invited a lot of people, you're saying?
Yeah, there was a ton of us. And they were like, hey, who thinks they can step up for the epidural and come in the room? You know, it's just you and her, baby. And I was like,
yeah.
No one else raised their hand. And people started looking at me and I was like, I can do this.
I got this. It's part of my job.
I didn't have this. I was literally laying on the floor while my wife is taking like a 6-inch needle.
So has it happened every time?
They do not allow me to go with her. She doesn't allow me.
Oh, you get to wait outside.
Now. Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
So does she get the juice box?
I take a nap. Yeah, she gets her own juice box now. Okay. The one time I got a juice box. I also got a cup of like ice water in like one of those nice hospital cups, those big like gallon water jugs.
Uh-huh.
Before she did.
So they were trying to take care of you first.
And then the other time I had a kidney stone when she gave birth with the other kid. And they were also taking care of me in that
I do situation. Remember I was there for that one. I remember we went out to your car and you just laid in the back, like hunched over.
Oh, that was some pain. So yeah. Anyways. Wow, here we go.
Which is surprising because you're not one for the spotlight normally.
No, I shy away.
I'm lying.
The first one, there's nothing wrong, so I just got butt naked.
You can...
in there, I was like, look at me, guys. I'm here. I'm a person.
Pay attention. Pay attention. I'm over here.
Do you want me to dance?
Well, that is kind of leads into our topic today. A little bit.
Okay, what are we talking about?
A little bit of a stretch. We're going to talk about adulting.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. All the things that we had to do when we became a growing up.
Oh, man, this is...
It's not very
fun. Dude, high school was awesome. And now here we are.
Yeah, so at the end of my birthday party, we watched 10 Things I Hate About You. Modern classic, right? Kind of around the time we were in high school. And it's just fun to like look back and think about those times. It like takes you back, you know? I'm like, man, high school was a good time. I remember those years. That was fun. I don't think that's common, though. Literally every other person I talk to says... High school was terrible. I don't know what that is.
Have they tried being an adult yet?
Yeah.
Have they gotten much worse. A J-O-B?
It is much, much worse.
Do you have a mortgage? You know what happens when you don't do your homework when you're an adult?
You go on the street.
Yeah, you get crap canned.
Yeah, there is no extra credit.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're speaking of. High school was awesome. You could literally get a D and still graduate. There's not a lot of D's going around in the workplace where you're graduating.
No. You know? There's a...
I guess you graduate to a different job, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you can get promoted.
No, you wouldn't be getting promoted with a D, though.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Graduated. Yeah. Yes, yes. It's funny, too, because you kind of get frog-boiled there, right? It's like all these little things that you start doing. It's like, oh, cool. Like, I have my own car. Oh, cool. I got my own cell phone. And it's like these little things that add up. And then all of a sudden you're like, I haven't done a fun thing in 15 years. Right. How did I get here?
Oh, cool. I have a mortgage. Oh, cool. We got a nice new car.
Oh, I have three cars now.
Oh, cool. Hey, Matt, you want to see a movie? No. Hard pass. I am going to sit in my room and sulk.
Right. And it starts with a car. I think both of us, our parents bought us our first car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in high school, I think your parents would too. And they hand you over this car and you're just like, oh, like I've arrived. I'm free. I don't have a care in the world.
It's a trick.
It is a trick. And for both of us.
It's not setting your kids up for success for the real world, you know?
It's not. Well, and then they buy us, mine was a 1991 Subaru station wagon. I don't remember. Yours was an 80-something, right?
It was an 88 Honda Accord.
88 Honda Accord. So this is in 2003, I think we got our cars, 2002, something like that. And so, yeah, it's pretty fun until you get a flat tire. Or you have to start paying for gas. Or insurance. Or you get a crack in your windshield. And all of a sudden you start feeling like this is payback for something. Like your parents did this as payback.
Yeah, do you think they were the ones, like, puncturing our tires?
There's a good chance, like, I'm doing this for them. Like, I just need them to learn this and just take a Bowie knife right to the rear-wheel drive tire.
Well, at least your parents, like, kind of hosed you with your car. Like, your car was, it just looked terrible. So at least they were kind of, like, prepping you, like, hey, this is kind of functional, but it looks terrible. My Honda was dead sexy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where it starts, right? You have your car, you have those bills, and then what happens when that first, like, you have that kind of, I had like a month of fun of like buying things.
Yeah.
And then the bills came due.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because I'm a spender, you're a spender.
Yeah.
We both know about this life.
Or as we like to call it, those who live life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The blessed.
The wise.
Yeah, then that bill comes to you and you're like, oh, my busting the tables ain't gonna cut it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you might cut it for a 1988 Honda Accord for a while, but if you're gonna jump past that, you're gonna have to do a little more than bust tables probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why I got married early.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, how long did you date?
Like 6 years.
Okay. I mean, most of that was high school.
Yeah.
Half of that was high school.
Yeah, most probably. Of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. So I remember when my dad gave me my first cell phone too. And that's where it got sneaky, is they get you hooked. Like my dad, my parents were pretty cool. Like they paid for all that stuff in high school. They paid for my car. He said, I'll pay your insurance as long as you don't get a ticket. So I drove pretty carefully. Never had to pay insurance. Paid for my cell phone. It was a hand-me-down from his business, you know. And then all of a sudden, I get out of high school. He's like, all right, you got to start paying. I was like, And then a year after that, that car they got me, driving up a highway, and the whole transmission just dropped. And then life got real. It got real. And right after I got my first credit card, too, I ran out and bought all of the parts to build a new computer. That was the first thing I did, was max it out building a computer.
Oh, genius.
Like literally within the first 24 hours, I got in my car and went over and bought all the computer parts that I could.
Did you find any dates at the computer store?
You know, you would think that that's a pretty happening hotspot.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, no.
Man.
Surprisingly, no.
Bum bums.
Yeah, I really went in there with high hopes, though. I really thought that's where I was going to find her.
Man.
Yeah. So they get you hooked, and then they just kind of pull the rug out from under you. And then I'm assuming I would do this, too, so I kind of get it. But then I think they just, like, chuckle to themselves. They're like, there's no way he's going to make it.
My parents didn't think I was going to graduate high school. So every year past high school, it was like, huh.
They're just son more of a and gun. More proud.
Yeah. Huh. Look at him go, the little engine that could.
He's dry, too. He's not in the rain.
Right.
That's more than we ever hoped
for.
They
were so proud.
Yeah.
Again, set that bar low, folks.
Dude, you have cracked the code.
I have, yeah.
The O'Leary code.
Yeah, it's the slapdash code.
The slapdash code. So it starts off with paying things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just starts building. Then you need to decide if you go to school, right? College debt. In our day, it was rough. It's not like it is now. But you were still getting buried under tens of thousands of dollars at these interest rates that were hard to pay off, knowing you're going to sit on it for a decade or two. And then it just gets worse. All of these things, all these carrots on the stick that they trick you with. Hey, just get married. You're going to love it. You're going to love being married. Right. And then all of a sudden you're paying for a mortgage.
Two phones.
Paying for two phones.
Two cars.
Two cars. Kids. Medical bills.
Oh, man.
Her debt, right?
Easy.
I'm sorry.
That's too much all at once.
Anyways, it's not like they sold it on ABC Family. That's
right.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's not quite.
Yeah. Those like step by step. Everybody seems so happy.
Yeah. Like,
why
talk about that?
Why are they so happy? That's how you know TV's fake.
Yeah. I thought we were doing something wrong. I was like, man, my parents really screwed the pooch.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not happy like them?
Yeah. And then you find out, no, it's just real life.
That's just how life is.
You know what my first shocking adult moment was?
What's that?
I remember I made food for myself. I made like an egg sandwich. That was my go-to. I'm pretty lazy and I like a quick meal.
Okay.
So I made myself an egg sandwich. Okay. I go to bed. In the morning, when I get up, the plate's still on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, because
I was like, what's this doing here?
What do I do next? Yeah, because your mom was pretty good about the cleaning up.
About
the
loving me. She was great about loving me.
I remember we'd be at your house sometimes and like you'd finish eating and then we'd just go outside and play and just like leave the dishes on the table. Like she'd literally even pick them up from the table for you.
Yeah, I didn't realize that wasn't a thing for most kids growing up.
Yeah.
Until I got married and then I realized a lot of things.
Well, you even you had a roommate that used to get mad at you for funny things even in the house when you first moved out, right? Like things you would leave on the counter or where you
oh,
put
yeah.
your towel.
Butter. Butter can stay on the counter, okay? That's one thing that's hard about adulting is when you take two adults that come from two other adults and they have different philosophies and you plug those two together. I'm not talking about my wife here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about my roommate.
Yeah.
You know who you are.
You're probably listening yeah. right now.
I couldn't figure out what was going on with the butter. It kept disappearing. They were throwing it in the trash because I left it out overnight.
Oh, the whole thing, just right in the garbage?
Just right in the trash.
And was that to like make a point, or did they think
they
it was
thought
bad?
It was going bad.
Oh. I mean, I come from a butter on the counter family. Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah, it's soft.
Yeah,
it goes on the bagel nicely.
It's way easier to spread it. Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
I feel it. So how many sticks of butter did you go through before you figured out what was
probably
happening?
Probably 40. And I was like, okay, something's going on here.
And butter is not the cheapest thing to buy.
No, sure
I mean,
not.
It's actually pretty pricey.
Yeah.
So how'd you guys end up working it out? Did you end up like caving and putting it in the fridge, or was it just like that till you moved out?
I don't remember. So when you're an adult, you have problems. Okay. So here's a problem and now you got to problem solve. Okay. So I problem solved by getting my credit card out and going out to eat. Okay. For the remainder of me and my roomie's tenure together.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Right.
Sounds brilliant.
That is what adulting is all about.
That's
why problem solving.
Spenders are the future.
And conflict resolution.
Yeah. Sounds exactly like you did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so did any of the, like, what was the big thing? Once you got married, that's another person from two adults. Like, did you have any funny things like that you just had no idea were not okay for adults to do?
No, funny, when we got married, the dishes started disappearing off the table again.
I wonder why. Was your mom coming over?
No, she wasn't, but I felt very loved. Let's see what else happened.
I know a big one that I've heard is pretty common is like the towel on the floor. Did you guys ever have that fight? People get married and guys, you know, typically they're like, don't throw towel. They just like throw it on the floor. Apparently that's not an okay thing.
I'm pretty sure we bought those nice towels that climb back onto the rack.
Oh, so you're putting it on the floor, and then the next morning it's magically made its way back up onto the towel rack.
Yeah, they're a little. I think they're a little more expensive. I don't remember. You know, I don't look at price tags all that much, but if you buy the nice ones, they get back to the rack. I think you put like a chip in them, and they have like a homing signal.
And it just goes on.
It just goes. Yeah, I've never seen it happen. I just know it can do that.
Wow. So that's real. You should almost set up like a camera and just see what happens.
No, I know what happens, dude. I've seen it for 11 years.
And does your wife?
My wife must buy these.
Does she also love those towels that put themselves back on the rack?
Oh, she doesn't talk about it as much as I do, with as much reverence, which I don't get. But yeah, dude, they're awesome.
Yeah, she may even seem annoyed when you bring them up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry, they're just fancy.
So when did you do your first budget?
Can you use that in a sentence?
So you haven't, you're not a budget guy.
No, I mean, you mentioned Dave Ramsey. Yeah, last week. Did. So my dad's wedding gift to us, which I thought was super lame, was Dave Ramsey conference.
That was your wedding gift?
That was the wedding gift.
He sent you to a conference about
money.
About being a saver.
And I thought, Dad, you're really cramping my style.
Why do you hate me?
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't your favorite.
Yeah, literally, that's what came to my mind. And it turns out he was loving me well. After we did that, we did a budget, and we stuck to it for 2 months, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Adulting
that is
strong.
Much longer than I thought she would have made it.
Yeah.
Now, normally, your wife would probably make a budget for a while, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that was really on you.
Yeah, that was for me.
I'm trying to remember when I first did I kind of had to. When I started out in my early 20s, I had to fundraise my entire salary.
Yeah, you were poor.
I was dirt poor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember how excited I got when I could afford chicken to put in my ramen. Like, those were good times.
Ramen.
Yeah, I ate a lot of ramen in my time.
Me and ramen go way back, too.
Yeah, that was definitely one of those things I thought was only for kids until I was a poor 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
And I ate a lot of that garbage. But I mean, I was like a chef with that stuff, man. Get some chicken breast, some cilantro, and some mushrooms.
Oh, wow.
Pretty it up. Yeah.
Really juiced that up.
Yeah. I was so sad. I had no money.
Again, post high school adulting.
Post high school adulting was pretty rough. And then I remember when I bought my car, like, this is actually a funny story. So I got a job where I was going to have to fundraise money, and I had no car. And so I don't know if they would do this nowadays, but I actually went down to the Subaru dealership with a note from my boss saying he was going to pay me, and they gave me a loan.
What?
This is a real story. I walked in and I sat down and I had a note from my then boss. I had been working there for a few days after I got hired after camp that last summer, saying that they were going to give me a paycheck, and they gave me a loan and let me buy a car. No money down. No, that's not true. I think I had to put like $500 down, which at the time was...
That was all you had.
That was like, I mean, it was on my credit card. I don't even think I had cash to do it.
Mm.
So I put $500 down and they give me a loan. I have no job. I mean, I could have written that note anywhere. Like, I have no idea it was from my boss.
If we get elected in 21, what do you think we should do to people who come in and try to pull stuff like that?
I don't know.
Should we allow the dealerships just to get them right there? Just be done with them?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, just tase them and hand them over?
No, like, put them in the ground.
Oh, just like...
Yeah, let's be done.
Just like, you know, take care of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, actually take care
of it. Like, legally. We will allow you to legally fix some problems for us.
I seriously cannot believe that happened.
Yeah, that's pretty stunning to me.
Yeah, but they gave it to me. And somehow, I had to put insurance on it, obviously. And I paid on the thing. And so then I was like paying this car I could barely afford, right? Trying to fundraise money. Oh, it was a rough go.
Oh, pre-2008. It was a rough go.
So I had
to
budget.
It was a blessed time, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true.
You probably could have got a house with a note.
Yeah, this would have been in 2006. Mm-hmm. So right before. probably why we crashed. Yeah. Is because they were doing things
some stuff's adding up.
They're like, oh, you seem like a trustworthy guy. I'll give you 40K.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
Look at that little beard. I know you're not into anything mischievous.
You look like a nice guy. I still wouldn't say I'm great at laundry. Like, actually, one of my biggest achievements in my life is that I'm making enough money where I feel like I can pay someone to come pick up my laundry. Like, did you know that was a thing?
Yes.
Yeah. I know yours just like does itself.
Yeah, I don't have to pay somebody.
Well, you've probably paid more than I ever will.
Yeah.
It's cost you more than it will ever cost me.
True.
No, you just like, you literally just throw this bag on your porch and they just come and take it, wash it, and then bring it back to you.
What does a service like that cost?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't care.
It can't
cost too much.
When did you find out about this?
I mean, I've known about it for a couple of years. We had a guy at the office that would have his clothes picked up from work. And they'd come and grab it, clean it, and then like bring his laundry back to the office. And I was like, that guy's winning. That guy is winning.
Dude, we should cut one of us out, just rock, paper, scissors, and bring that guy on. Because he sounds a lot better than both of
us. He's cooler than us. He's definitely got more wisdom to share.
Man.
But this is where it's so bad. Yeah, this is where it's so bad about adulting, though, is I haven't done it because I'm literally now too lazy to call them and set it up. Like, dude, that's how bad it is.
Dude, one day Google will be able to do that for you.
That's true. She is close. I actually, that is true. Adulting is getting a little bit easier. I actually had her set up reservations for us this past week.
No.
Yeah. So you were there. We went to dinner on Wednesday night for celebration. And I actually had Google set up that reservation. I said, hey, Google, I need a reservation at the Chop House tomorrow night. And she took care of it. She handled it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Wasn't me.
I did not know that was a thing.
Yeah. So maybe eventually I can just be like, hey, Google, I just need someone to come in and do my laundry. And she'll figure it out. But I don't think we're there quite yet. So I had to budget. I don't really budget anymore. And I'm actually really bad at saving. So like right now, everything is automatic withdrawals into my savings account.
You don't even want to see it.
I don't even want to. If I have to manually do anything, I will spend it.
Yeah.
You get it.
I get it.
You get it.
Yeah. There's
A lot of different shaped holes in my heart.
Yeah. So just to be clear, I guess Gentry, my wife, receives some flack after these podcasts. You know, people think that apparently sometimes I'm not the best husband. I don't know how we've talked about.
How would they get there?
I don't know. A lot of these things we talked about were earlier in the marriage, okay? So to be clear, I did do the laundry 2 months ago.
Oh, like recently?
Yeah.
That's recent.
So, almost. You know, I try to help out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a grown-up, man.
You are. You're adulting hard.
Mm-hmm. Trying to keep that twinkle in the eye, right?
Yeah. Because it sounds like you couldn't get it with money.
Right.
Yeah, we kind of decided that last week. It ain't coming
Power back. Powerball ain't hitting.
Nope. Probably the hardest thing, though, tell me how you think about this, is trying to make plans with anybody.
Yeah.
As an adult.
Well, I feel like there was that phase where, like, right after high school, it was kind of easy.
Okay.
Because, like, you know, we got cars, we're free, we can go fly the coop, do whatever we want. And then slowly you start to realize, like, hey, that costs money to go out. Right? Like, I have to spend gas money. And, like, are they really that fun? Right, and then you start kind of ranking like
your friends,
money versus like hanging out with that guy.
You're like, man, if that guy wants me to hang out $15 worth, I think I'm out.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay home, bud.
Wait, what ranking am I?
You in the top 25?
$25?
No, or 25 top people. 25 people.
Okay, cool. Do you know? Have 25 people asked you to do something in the last year?
Oh no, no, I only know two people now. I only hang out with two people.
You can't count your wife.
Some would say I hang out with one person. Yeah, it's sad. Adulting is sad, man.
Trying to get social plans is difficult. Like, if I don't ask, literally. So you're actually pretty easy.
Because I'm not a planner.
Relatively. Right. Well, because you're not a planner. And I think because, like, I've just been around so long, like, I don't know. It seems easy. Your wife's usually okay with it. She's like, yeah, you guys go out. Like, she's pretty chill about it. That's not usually the case. Most of my other married friends, like if there's not 3 or 4 weeks notice practically, like it ain't happening. it ain't happening. And then sometimes we plan it, and then at the last minute they're like, yeah, I haven't done the laundry in a couple of weeks, so I should probably stay home tonight.
Oh, bum bums, man.
Yeah, and so it gets really difficult. And then when you do make like you decide you're going to hang out, what do?
Right, because, I mean, that's a lot. There's a lot going on there. You got a lot of expectation, right? You're like, oh, my gosh, we planned this 3 months in, or 3 weeks
it's gotta
in advance. Like, it's got to, I got to kill this.
We got a babysitter.
Like, if I want to get back on that calendar, we got to kill this. And then if they cancel, I mean, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I've had many a lonely night, just so sad.
That's a range of emotions. That's why savers suck. Savers, planners, I throw them all in the same bin.
they're all the worst.
Yeah.
Well, even on, I mean, for my birthday, even this Saturday, like we literally sat around for hours. And then finally we just got up and left, still not really knowing where we were going. Like, we'll just figure something out.
And we did. At this point.
Yeah.
Was it exciting? No. Did we have a good time? No. But we did something,
wait,
man.
Wait, you didn't have a good time?
It was a mediocre time. Kind of like the podcast, mediocre.
Mediocre at best.
Yeah.
At least a 4 out of
No, it was that. Fun. It was fun.
Yeah. And so it gets, yeah, you're right though. Like it becomes such a big deal because you just can't do it that often.
Right.
And so, you know, my personality, then I have to make it a big deal.
Yeah. That's when Spender Jonathan goes hard.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, we're hanging out with someone that I've been trying to get together with for a couple months. It's like, we're going to have fondue. And it's going to be lobster tail and filet mignon. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bring in a DJ. And I'm going to.
Right.
Like, right. It's always going to be so over the top that mm-hmm. it's just like, this will be the most unforgettable random night out mm-hmm. that they've ever had.
Ever.
And then I'm always disappointed in myself. I'm like, it should have been better. It should have been better. They're going to forget it.
Oh, and that's not your fault, dude. That's just, adults suck, man. Yeah. You know what they're probably thinking about?
They want to go to sleep.
No. Yeah, possibly. But if they're married, which they probably are, if they're making these kind of egregious expectations on when you can be booked, they're probably out having a, when they should be having a blast, they're thinking about what little Timmy is doing with all the turds in the house.
Is that a problem you have to deal with?
Yeah, they're turd burglars. And if it's not an actual literal turd, it's your car keys. It's your wallet.
Well, and then the other thing is everyone's so busy that then they're like, man, I have free time. I should be spending it with my spouse. I shouldn't be out with my friend. So then they just like feel bad the whole time.
Right.
And it's like, why are you here?
Yeah, just let's just end this.
Let's do us both a favor.
Yeah.
Like, I know you keep looking at your watch. You don't want this.
Right.
You don't want this. She doesn't want this. Just go home.
Just, yeah, let's end it. And that's why we have no friends. Right. That's we're down to... That's why everybody, as you get older, some people's friend pool may grow. I don't know who.
I've never heard of
MOPS people. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, but then what about when they don't have preschoolers anymore?
I think they still got
friendships last.
I think so.
I guess you don't know yet.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And MOPS is mothers of preschoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like it's like a
cult.
Yeah. We both went there.
Yeah.
It's a cult, really.
It's a trick.
It's a cult. They use you to sell things in garage sales.
No, I can't knock MOPS on this. We are definitely going to have to edit this.
They're going to come after
you. No, MOPS. I think MOPS is a phenomenal way for women to have fellowship.
Nailed it.
And get a break from the kids.
Yeah, nailed it. You killed it. Yeah. I want to be in it now.
Yeah, go MOPS. No, MOPS, it's honestly been a blessing. It's a blessing in a lot of people's lives, I think. So
we need like BOPS, bros of preschoolers. Is that a thing?
Bros of preschoolers?
Yeah. Yeah. Like you just, all the bros. Yeah,
it sounds like they should put up a clink right next to this bros of preschoolers. meet group.
Anyways, I'm just saying that the way things went out was not as I thought it was going to be. I actually had a friend who one time told me the only thing in his entire life that didn't disappoint him, this is a direct quote, of all the things that he looked forward to as a kid, the only thing that wasn't a disappointment was getting his driver's license.
Oh, man, true that.
He said that was the only thing that lived up to the expectation. And everything else, it was like, not how I thought it was going to be.
Bum bums. Well, guys, I hope you're feeling upbeat after you listen to this, because we're both thrilled.
Go adults.
Yeah. And the cool thing is, like, we're only, if we're lucky, we're only a third of the way through our life, a little over a third.
Oh, man. I hope it's like half.
I don't think so. So just think, like, it can get worse.
I can't go two more rounds. I don't have it in me.
You don't got it.
No.
Well, hey, thanks for listening. If you're feeling a little bummed, just go spank that like button, spank the subscribe button. Make sure you listen to all these. Listen to episode 2, people. I don't know why you're skipping an episode 2. It's our best one.
This is kind of going to be one of those things that's not getting your driver's license.
Episode 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, enjoy your day. What else you got?
That's it, man. I think that we're coming up on time here. I think we're going to cut it off and spare people any more of our voices.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Having a good time doing these, and should have some fun stuff coming up.
Peace.